who've just joined us, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches or student athletes here this afternoon. We're now welcoming to the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen, and his senior point guard, Boston Pusito. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Bill, last year at this time, your team was picked sixth in the preseason poll. Not a lot of high expectations, and you guys go and win the league or tie for first place in the league. This year, you're the overwhelming favorite. How have you addressed that with your team, and does it change your approach at all?
You know, Rob, it really doesn't change our approach. You know, and we talk about it each and every year. You know, there's so many variables. You know, it's really hard to tell who the best team is before any of the games are played. But, you know, our approach never changes. We want to, you know, be the absolute best version of ourselves and go out and compete for a CAA championship each and every year, whether we're picked first or sixth. I think everybody, you know, on this conference call probably feels the same way. Everybody's undefeated. You have to be optimistic at this point in the season and, you know, just get ready for an exciting year.
Obviously, with as successful as last year was on so many levels for your team, the disappointment of the championship game, with so many guys back that went through that experience, how driven have you seen your guys be during the offseason?
You know, without question, that's a game that, you know, really stung on the night of the CAA championship. But we have a whole lot of high-character guys in the locker room. They understand that, you know, that's just a snapshot of what our season was all about. Really didn't define us. But we're excited, you know, to start again with renewed enthusiasm and see if we can't, compete all the way through the season this year.
Vasa, sort of the same question for you. As one of the guys, I know you fought through an ankle injury in that game and battled to the end, had a tremendous performance in the championship game. How anxious are you and your teammates to get back to that stage again this year?
I mean, we used that game as a big motivation over the summer to, you know, get better and work on our games. And you know, everybody remembers that feel after that loss and blowing that lead in the second half. So we don't want that to happen again. We'll do everything to make sure that we win this time around.
Bill, I don't think there was any player in the CAA who had a bigger impact on his team than Vasa did on yours coming in last year. What makes him so good, and how important is he to the success of the things your team does?
I think I said it, you know, at the voting time last year for Player of the Year. There's so many good players in this conference. I think Coach Shaver just alluded to it. You know, if Nathan Knott's not a first-team all-conference guy, you know, there are a lot of good players in this league. But, you know, I can confidently make the argument that we might have the most valuable player for our team. Because in order for us to compete in this league or in our non-conference schedule, Voss has got to play at a really high level, and he does so many things for us from an emotional standpoint, where he's given his teammates confidence, to involving others and getting others makeable shots during the course of play, and his competitiveness and really, you know, willing us to victory in certain situations. He's willing to take and make big shots. He's willing to set the table when he needs to, and you know, we rely on him for an awful lot, and gratefully he's been able to deliver on most everything.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen and his senior point guard Vasa Pusita. If you have questions for either of them, just hit star one on your keypad. Vasa, just kind of building on that, you're able to score the ball in so many different types of ways, also an excellent passer. How do you balance or have the feel of getting other teammates involved while also looking for your own opportunities?
Well, I'm just trying to stay aggressive, you know, over the course of the whole game, and you know, just let it and do what defense you know, allows me to do. Basically, if the guy's open, I'll always pass in the ball. If there's ability for me to score, then I'll always try to score. So I just let the game come to me and not really focus on, you know, how many points I scored or how many assists I had. I just go out there and play.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Melissa.
And we do have a question from the line of John Titel, HoopsHD.com.
Hey, Vasa. As a Serbian, I wanted to know a couple things. Number one, how big is basketball in Serbia? I know you guys just won your second straight FIBA Under-18 European Championship last August. And I was wondering, what can you tell us about the new freshman at Gonzaga, Filip Petrušev? I don't know if you know him or his game or anything like that.
Well, basketball is the most successful sport in Serbia and probably the most popular as well, alongside soccer. We had a lot of success in the past, not only our U teams, but our men's national teams are won silver medal at Olympics as well as a world championship. So there's a big basketball culture in Serbia, and I think it's the most important sport overall. Speaking of Filip Petrušev, I had a chance to watch him over the summer when they won the Under-18, and he really dominated that championship. He's a big guy who can score in the post, so I think he's going to be really good at Gonzaga.
Bill, you have, as we spoke about, basically your entire team back from a year ago. Which guys have impressed you with maybe some of the improvements that they've made over the offseason that you see taking their games maybe to a different level?
Yeah, I would say just about everybody, Rob. It's the overall maturity of our locker room. And, sometimes you get older, but you don't get more mature. But we have a veteran group. We have a lot of game experience in that locker room. Guys that have won some big games and lost some tough games, and they're bringing that experience to practice every day. They brought it over the summer, whether it was in the weight room and their preparation. They're taking a very, very mature approach to the season early on, and I'm excited about that mindset.
Lasa, I've talked with Coach Cohen often over the years about how well it seems like everybody on your team understands their roles and fits into and enjoys their roles. Coming into that program a couple years ago, and you seem to have fit seamlessly into the offense. What makes it so effective?
I think just having so many good players on the team that are able to do a lot of good different things helps, and understanding that in order for us to be successful, we have to share the ball, players can't be selfish on this team, and I think most of them understand that, and that's why we're successful.
Bill, as always, you guys have an extremely challenging non-conference schedule. Do you feel like this is a group that's ready to handle it? And when you put this schedule together, knowing what you had back, were you putting it together in mind of potentially getting your team in a position for an at-large bid down the road?
Yeah, as you know, Rob, we've always tried to schedule the very best non-conference schedule that we possibly could. I think it does two things. One, it prepares you for what lies ahead in the CAA and the great coaches and the great players that you're going to compete against once you get into conference play. But it also gives you a second bite of the NCAA apple. And if you can, schedule up and get the type of competition you look for, and if you're fortunate enough to win a number of those games, you're going to be in the conversation come January for an at-large bid. So, it's a delicate balance. You don't want to, overstate it, but we do have a veteran club coming back, and we got guys that are, willing to go out and challenge themselves against the best, so it should be an exciting non-conference schedule.
How about for you, Vasa? Do you and your teammates like those type of challenges?
Yes, of course. I think compared to last year, I think this year we're going to be ready to play in the beginning of the year. Guys know their roles right now, and I think we have a chance to do some big stuff in the preseason.
All right, Bill, Vasa, thanks so much for taking time with us here today. Best of luck for the upcoming season, and look forward to seeing you guys as the year goes along.
Thanks. Have a great day.